That is quite a strong gesture coming from somebody who was the poster boy for state brutality in the 1980s. And the reaction of Reverend Chikane has been a little bit surprising as well, because it speaks of a certain perplexed and bemused attitude rather than a welcoming gesture of Mr. Flock's action. And we are running an editorial which says that maybe an opportunity was missed by not embracing this sort of gesture, because it would have provided a very, very Christian sort of example to the rest of South Africa that people are open to forgiveness and that people are open to asking for forgiveness. So it would have been an opportunity to demonstrate a public conciliation between two previous enemies, and that would have been an important symbol of Christian brotherhood coming together with repentance and forgiveness and reparation and redemption as its theme. The initial reaction from the Afrikaner community was dismissive and even hostile to Mr. Flock's action. Whereas once the news had sunk in, respect for Mr. Flock in that community seemed to increase. Among those people who fought against apartheid, there's a little bit of bemusement that the devil incarnate has suddenly turned a Christian, you know. I do not think that people are quite able to handle yet such gestures as Mr. Flock made.